Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Sipple, you are an idiot.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Husker basketball back in action today. They'll play at 4 p.m. at PBA against the ranked Wisconsin Badgers, who have a player you might know by the name of Chucky Hepburn, a freshman who plays, who starts for that team, the Badgers, point guard. A spot Nebraska. Again, Alonzo Verge is good at assist numbers, but we could use more point guard play from Chucky Hepburn. I'm just saying, nice to have that guy in Nebraska. Good defender, too. Sip, you're going to be at the game, apparently. You have told me
really?
You planned.
What's the spread? I'm going to help the gamblers out here.
Yeah, check it out.
Let's have you guess first.
It's 14.
Hey, take your time. I got to pull this up here. So
I'll say Wisconsin 7.5.
What's your guess?
14.
I think it's got to be more than 7.
No, I'll tell you why it's not. It won't. I'll be right, and I'll tell you why.
Okay,
I'm right.
I'd like to know why.
8 at the most. I'm right.
Harrison, what's your guess? You can write in the grease.
He already looked it up.
Oh, he saw it already.
Am I right? Yeah.
It's 8.
Right. It's 8?
Is it 7.5? So I nailed it. Here's why it's close, because it's a low possession game. I mean, if Wisconsin wins at all, which I imagine they will, it'll be close, because it's low possession.
7.5, yeah.
Nebraska in low possession games, you understand low possession games?
I do.
They work in Nebraska's favor a little bit in keeping it close. Now, if you're in a low possession game and you hit 7 or 8 threes, there you go. You're in it.
And this helps you. So Wisconsin's last 5 games, you want to talk about how tight they've been. They've not always been that tight, but okay, the spread's 7.5 today in Lincoln. Wisconsin's last 5 games are coming off of a 12-point loss to Michigan State. Before that, they won 4 games in a row. They beat Northwestern by 6. They beat Ohio State by 10, Maryland by 1, and Iowa by 9.
I think the Iowa game is fairly high scoring. What were the other?
87-78.
Yeah, what about the other ones?
Okay, they beat Iowa 87-78. They beat Maryland 70-69. They beat Ohio State 78-68. They beat Northwestern 82-76 and lost to Michigan State 86-74.
I think the score will be in the 70s, and I think Wisconsin wins about, write this down because I'll probably hit the score on the nose. I'd say 77-72, Wisconsin.
So you take the Huskers then
to cover.
Yeah, to cover. Now, see what's going to happen here going forward is Nebraska's going to be in some close games. Northwestern is I don't know. I know that you think Rutgers is the rough equivalent of Gonzaga. Rutgers, of course.
I like Steve Peichel. Yeah, I don't think that at all, actually. So, nice try.
You do
nice
like Rutgers.
I like Steve Peichel.
That game, I think, will be close. For sure, Northwest. I mean, I'm looking at the next 5 games. Wisconsin, close game for Nebraska. Rutgers, close game for Nebraska. At Michigan, I think Michigan might blow their doors off again.
Okay, well, I'm glad you come around on that one,
yeah,
too.
Northwestern, that'll be a 1 or 2 point game, and Minnesota will be a 1 or 2 point game.
But you have them winning the 1 or 2.
I think they could win 3 here. Yeah, I'm going to write a column today for tomorrow that says in order for Fred to demonstrate real progress in this 5-game stretch in the next 14 days, 13 days, whatever it is, they got to win 3. Show us progress. Show us. Don't tell us. Show us. Win 3 of these 5. That's the schedule. It lightens up. Wisconsin, 4 of those games are at home. Come on. Wisconsin's at home. Rutgers is at home. You're at Michigan. And then Northwestern's at home and Minnesota's at home. Win 3 to show progress. That's not too much to ask. That's not. That is absolutely not.
If you believe this team can turn things around.
Right. If you want to show us that your program's making progress, win 3 of these next 5.
Okay, I, I can go with that stance. Okay. I just don't expect it.
Okay,
I,
that's fair.
That's a fair thing to say, saying, hey, this stretch is gettable.
Yeah, it is.
You want to prove your team does not suck completely and that you have something going for you. Something. Not a lot, but something. 3-5 is doable.
If you come out 0-5, then the AD better be looking for another coach.
Well, you've already had firings midseason this year in college basketball.
Right. If you come out of this 0-5, goodbye. That's it. You can't come out of this 0-5.
Do you think he would fire him before the season ends?
That's, you wonder.
Because the buyout's in play.
If they won, well, the buyout, there's ways around that buyout, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
Chris Mack, hello.
Yeah.
He got 4.8 million out of 12, I think. His buyout was 12. We better double check this because now I'm throwing out numbers that I'm only lukewarm sure on. Chris Mack at Louisville fired. His buyout, I believe, was 11 million or 12 million, and he got 4.8 million. Check that out while I'm talking.
I'm looking it up.
I am saying that if they go 0-5 in this stretch, if you're Trev Alberts, you have to say this is not working at all. You can't go 0-5 in this stretch. That would take you to what in the conference? That would take you to 0-13. I mean, come on. At some point, it's just folly. You're just jacking around at that point. So, yeah, you better win 2 out of this 5.
The way that they got him out of the huge buyout is that he was involved in a little bit of a scandal.
Yeah, there was scandal.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, Chris Mack didn't get fired because of win-loss record only.
Yeah, well, that hurt.
Yeah.
But he began the year serving a 6-game suspension handed down by the school, stemming from the scandal that involved former assistant Dino Gaudio attempting to extort his former boss.
Oh.
So,
a little extortion.
That's all.
Extortion against the buyout town, apparently. That would help. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, does it say what the buyout is?
I don't see it in this article.
Okay.
But the point is that
there's ways around an $18.5 million buyout.
Right. But he served a 6-game suspension this year that would.
Well, he did. I'm talking about Fred. I shifted back to Fred.
I know. I'm trying to think.
What is it?
Fred has not been suspended at
all.
No,
I know. I know.
The moose clause?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know.
How do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with Hoiberg.
At any rate.
I'm just hoping he can be a good guy and help out and say, you know, we'll
negotiate.
We'll give you a buyout. It's just not going to be 18 mil. How about we talk about what's fair for what you delivered to us on the court? Mm. Speaking of Chris Mack, you know, he's open. He's available now. I'd be curious.
The Vegas Bobcat weighs in.
What's he saying?
He's addressing me.
Okay.
You are such a hypocrite. You are such a hypocrite when talking about wins and losses between football and basketball. It's bull.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's your opinion. I appreciate that, Vegas.
Okay. Yeah.
Hope all is well.
It was $12 million buyout if he was fired. But just say now it's going to be $4.8 million because of a settlement.
There you go. So I was right. Hear that, Harrison? Yeah. The old man had the numbers nailed. $12 million went to $4.8, but a lot of that is because of scandal. If there's scandal in Fred's program, we don't know about it, and I don't know if that could be used as a tool or not. I don't know what that's ultimately going to look like. I would think this, though, if you were one of Fred's assistants, you might feel kind of safe right now because of his buyout. Somewhat safe.
I think you wouldn't feel as safe if you go 0-5 in this
right.
stretch of games.
I agree with that.
And I wouldn't really feel safe in general right now.
Well, your boss has an $18.5 million buyout.
I don't think you can ever feel safe when you're 0-8 in conference play and you're 5-42 in conference play in 2.5 seasons.
What if he wins all 5 of these games?
Yeah. Well, then he's fine.
Life gets pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you expect that, Rick?
I don't know.
It's possible.
Oh, come on.
I have hope.
No, you're right.
Guys.
Michigan.
Guys, come on.
Wisconsin.
I've seen this team lose by 27 points and 30-plus points this year.
Right.
They play well for a stretch. They might have a couple of these good games, and then you might have one you lose by 33 points.
Right. Jake's correct. That's the correct
answer.
They haven't done anything
to warrant me to give them a belief of winning 3-5.
Jake, I appreciate
it. While I appreciate you saying that should be laid out by the AD.
I'm going to lay it out.
This I know seems unlikely, but if you want to show progress and that you're going somewhere, do it. I don't believe that's
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, think about what we're talking about now. They're out of the, basically out of the NIT. What would they have to win? Like, they got 12 games left. Would they have to win 9 of their last 12 to get in the NIT? What would that make them? 9, 15,
Nebraska
15 and 6. They would have to win 10 games, basically. They'd have to go 10-2.
Do you believe in miracles?
They already have 13 losses.
That's to get in the NIT, by the way. I mean, that... They have to go 10-2 to get in the NIT.
For a team that was seen by Andy Katz as a 10 seed in the NCAA tournament before the season. And some other guys had Nebraska in the dance. And they're 6-13 and 0-8 conference.
Okay, 4 p.m. start today. It'll be odd. I don't know how that'll affect the teams. I don't imagine there'll be a big crowd there. What do you think?
Cocktail hour.
If they sold alcohol, it'd be wonderful. It'd be a good time to go to the game.
It would be. Everybody go down and get a beer.
Okay, yeah, hang out. Awesome. I'll revisit the question.
Okay.
There's no alcohol.
Okay.
What do you think about? What will there be? Will there be a big crowd PBA tonight or half
well,
full?
I'm curious.
Half full.
You might see people want to see Chucky Hepburn from Bellevue West.
Yeah. Students are back.
Yeah.
Are the students going to a 4 o'clock game though?
Yeah, maybe.
Some might be off. Off class.
What do you think?
Okay, I think I've been hearing recently for the night games, the ones you can attend easily.
Half full.
7,000 to 8,000 people.
Yeah.
So tonight, today at 4 p.m., 6,000 maybe?
Okay.
At the beginning, by 5, there'll be more.
Okay.
Because people can go watch the women tonight play also.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a draw.
Do we need to talk about Chucky Hepburn?
Yeah, Chucky Hepburn, of course, comes to town, the freshman from Bellevue West, now at Wisconsin. Tim Miles did recruit Chucky Hepburn.
Yeah, and so did Fred, but it was late in the process. There's an article in the World Herald about this, that what happened when Miles – now, Chucky was really a big Tim Miles fan. And if Miles would have survived, I think it looked pretty good, Hepburn going to Nebraska. What Hepburn's dad said is his recruiting got reorganized, quote unquote, once Miles was gone. Now, as far as Nebraska's recruiting operation, the World Herald talked to Matt Aptomasi, who is Nebraska's recruiting operation.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Pretty much.
The
and,
whole thing.
Yeah. And Aptomasi, as the article says this, as for the local players Nebraska hasn't gotten, and we're talking about Hepburn, we're talking about Hunter Salas, we're talking about Trout, we're talking about Jason Green, okay? Mm-hmm. They all received Nebraska's offers. Aptomasi said he's not worried. He said, this is what Matt Aptomasi, Fred's assistant, Fred's recruiting guy, said, quote, "With all due respect to the kids that have been in state, I feel like the kids that we have added are quality players in their own right." This is the key quote from Matt Aptomasi. "I think it would be a major concern if you are not getting in-state kids and also not getting any quality talent from outside the state. I don't think it has anything to do with our approach. I feel pretty strong that our approach must be working with the kids that we have added in our program." Jake?
I have several thoughts on that.
Okay, I'd like to hear that.
I just don't think you can recruit off of film only. You know, I want to know how often Aptomasi is seeing these kids he's recruiting to Nebraska that are not from the state, that are easily accessible
Makes
to
you
go
wonder.
See.
Makes you wonder.
And also, do they care about Nebraska at all? You know, there's a care factor involved. Are they coming here for NIL money or some guarantees possibly? Are they coming here for something more?
NIL's big. Now, Nebraska kids get NIL too.
I know that, but... Like, you know,
get name, image, likeness, money.
I just always dream about what this could look like at Nebraska if you had all those guys.
I've seen it.
Of the Salises, of Trout, of Hepburn.
Eric Strickland's on our airwaves every day.
Right. Yep.
He was part of an era that you saw. Terrence Badgett, Eric Strickland.
Guys from Omaha.
Andre Woolridge. Yeah, from
Rich Preston. King.
Rich King. On and on. I mean, going back to Dave Hoppin.
Yep.
Mike Martz, Bill Jackman.
Yep.
Jake, there was a day. And I'll tell you something. Oh, now you're going to get me wound up. Right? This is, Jake, I know that you don't want to talk about things that happened in the 80s. Rick remembers Moaiba. They ran Iba out, and I told you his record the other day.
And he made the tournament.
Made Nebraska's first ever tournament, and then resigned.
That's amazing.
Because there was heat on it. You know how he did it? They lost to Western Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA tournament. He walked by the AD. I think it was Bob Devaney.
Okay.
Handed him his letter. I'm out.
That's amazing.
Now, there's some heat on him.
He made the dance.
Because of some illegal practices. Legal practices. Wow. Horrible. I mean, my God. I'm still incensed by it. That. And that.
I can tell.
That. But that, see, that's where people wonder why I get so worked up about Fred Hoiberg being 1-27 on the road, being 5-42 in the Big Ten, being 6-52 against Power Conference teams. They ran a guy out of here that was 19-11 and 8-6 and made the NCAA tournament. And that's why I get the latent
that
anger.
A long time ago. That is, and I agree with you. It sucks.
Well, what's the difference?
They ran Bo out too.
What is the difference?
I'm not
Why
saying.
Why this long time ago? What does that have to do with it? What does it have to, in fact, it was just as tough then as it is now. I could see running Mo Iba out at 5-42.
I'm not saying that's the right thing to do at all, to run him out
long
of town.
Long time ago. What does that mean? It's the record's the record. The record's the record.
Listen, yeah, right now it would be insane to do that. I don't know. I wasn't alive back then. I can't tell you what it was like. I don't know what the fans were like back then.
They didn't want Mo around.
Okay.
Slow ball.
Played slow.
Really slow.
So he was a defensive-oriented coach. They had Dave Hoppin, though, and they fed the ball to Dave Hoppin. They didn't run.
Boom, yeah.
They had a 6'11 center.
They ran Danny out, too.
Yeah. Well, Danny was 11-19 in his last year, so it was a little different.
But he was still
great recruiter,
mostly a successful coach in his time at Nebraska.
And he had Nebraska kids.
He did. Or even kids from the region in general. Yeah. If it's not Nebraska, it was kids from the region.
He did a good job recruiting in-state, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
I just wish that Nebraska would, if it's Hoiberg or the next coach, that they actually start trying to get the kids in-state
Hold on. Now I'm going to defend Fred a little bit. If you're Hunter Salas, you got Gonzaga.
I'm just saying.
You got Kansas.
You need to go a full press on this thing.
We had this discussion.
Send Mickey.
You had, or maybe we didn't. I talked to so many damn shows, I don't even know what. Okay, Isaac Trout, Grand Island kid. You know what his final four was?
It's for Virginia.
It was Virginia, North Carolina, Michigan State, and Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Maybe the NIL will talk big money with these cats.
I don't care. What? Even that. Virginia, North Carolina, Michigan State.
Why would you pick Nebraska? I get it.
Okay. Hunter Salas had Gonzaga in Kansas.
I get it. It's painful. They were too good for Nebraska.
Hepburn has a perfect fit at Wisconsin.
And he thought about Nebraska with Tim Miles.
Then it went out the door. He went to – so that was – he got offered in April of whatever year he was being recruited, and then went to a visit to Wisconsin in June and fell in love. And they said, you are exactly what we need at point guard, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You are perfect for Greg Gard's system, which is defensive, which is not totally defensive oriented, but they emphasize it. And what is Chucky? He's a great defender.
A great basketball player.
Yeah.
Good. He's a guy you want on your team.
Good with the ball, too.
He's not Nebraska. He's from here. It's a guy you want on your team that's from Nebraska, but he's not on our team.
I got you.
Rick Kamen's Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.